Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Ayin. We will begin on Daf Ayin Amar Aleph on the top line. L'chazisa. Chazisa is some sort of a growth. Mefarshim explained that it's dry on the outside, moist on the inside. Leisa shav chita arzanaisa. He should bring 7 fat wheat kernels. V'niklinu amara. He should roast them on a shovel, mara chadata, on a new shovel. V'nafka mishka minayu, and then the oil will come out from those wheat kernels, v'neshif, and he should smear himself with it. And Farshim explain why a new shovel. Interesting, because they say that an old shovel can have rust, and they already knew in those times that rust could cause an infection, and therefore they said use a new shovel. Says the Gemara, simi barashi avadle lahu avikachavim ledavar acher. Rav Simeon bar Ashi prepared this remedy for a guy who was suffering from tzaras, va'itzi, and he had a refuah. Says the Gemara, ask Tosfos. Here the Gemara says that they made a refuah for a guy. He says, the Gemara says in Masechet Avodah Zarah that we have to be concerned about making a refuah for an akum, because what we're doing is help, meaning there'd be more oivdei avodah zarah. So how does the Gemara say that they did it? So there are many terutzim given. One terutz is that maybe they only used it as an experiment. They were doing experimental tests, and it's mutter to use them for experiments. Another terutz that the Tosfos says is that there's a heter of eva. If there's a concern that the guy will say, you don't want to treat us, and therefore, we're not going to treat you, or going to be angry at us, we're allowed to treat them. In fact, the Tzitz Eliezer takes it even a step further. He says that by properly treating them, we could cause a Kiddush Hashem, which is so very important. The Paiskim discuss that on Shabbos, a Jewish doctor is allowed to treat a non-Jewish patient, even though it's Chil Shabbos, for that reason of Eva. There's a Machloikis HaPaiskim, how far that heter goes. The Chasam Sofer seems to take a very lenient view. The Chasam Sofer says that if we're not going to treat them when they're not well, so when we need to be treated, they're not going to want to treat us, and therefore we could be more lenient. Mr. Brewer says we have to be careful how far we could take that heter. It's a question that comes up to that seller quite frequently. Another teretz that they gave is that you're allowed to treat them for pay, and he was getting paid to treat them, and therefore that's pshat in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Hayman de Machle Berlunki de Persoi. Somebody was, they threw at him a spear, a Persoi spear. What does a Persoi spear mean? They used to put poison on the tip of the spear. So if somebody was hit by the spear, the poison would penetrate his body, and he would be very sick. Says the Gemara, Michil Chaya, he cannot survive. However, Ada Hachi Vahachi, Nisbalei Bes Rishem Na Gumri, they should give him fat meat that's roasted on the coals, the Chamer Dechai, undiluted wine, Efsha Dechai Purta, maybe he will be able to survive for a short amount of time, or Mifkara Beise, and he could take care of his affairs. But survive, he can't. And this is a very interesting Gemara, which is the basis of a tshuva, famous tshuva. Rav Moshe speaks about it. Rav Shlomo Zalman speaks about it. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. I saw that Rav Chaim Kinyevsky even discusses it. The Gemara says here, you have this person who's very ill. And the Gemara is saying that the only reason we're treating him is just that we should be able to prolong his life for a little while. They should be able to take care of his affairs. Isn't the halacha that we have to take every moment of life is precious, and therefore we have to treat every patient, even if he's not going to survive? So from here, the Paiskin want to suggest, and again, I'm not paskining here, la'loch la'maisa, but some Paiskin want to suggest that if there's a patient who the doctors say has no hope, and treating him will not help him, we're not obligated to treat him. We're not allowed to do anything to bring him to die quicker. That's usur. But to actually treat him and give him all sorts of medicines is not necessary. This Gemara is saying we're only doing it because we want him to survive so he can be able to take care of his affairs. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Idi Barovin. Hayman the Bali Zabura, somebody who swallowed a hornet. Nechya Lachai, again, he too cannot survive. However, Adahachi V'Hachachi, we want him to be able to survive, to take care of his fears. Nashke Revis the Chala Shamzik, we should give him a Revis of strong vinegar. Efshe Dechai Purkta Mifka Lebesli. Maybe he could live for a little while, take care of his affairs. Oma, Shuban Levi. Ochel Bosa Shah Belefis, if he ate axe meat with turnips, V'lon Belevona, and he slept outdoors under the moon, Beleil Yudalit or Tezvav, in the 14th or the 15th of the month, but Kufis Tamuz, in the summer months, Achazuza Achila, he will be suffer Achilu. Tana, the Mala Kresim called Dover, if somebody is overeats, Achazuza Achilu. In fact, the Rambam, this is the basis for the famous Rambam, which the Rambam says that somebody should always, a healthy person is a person who's able to use the bathroom on a regular basis, because then he never has an overfull stomach and he doesn't have to worry about this. Omar Rapapa, Afil Matamri, even if he eats dates, he shouldn't overindulge. Asma Pshita, the Gemara says you shouldn't overindulge. Why should I think dates are different? Answers the Gemara. Sakadat the call of Amamar. Since the Gemara says in Masechta Ksubos, Tamri, dates are a very good food. They're mazban, they satiate. Meshachlan, they make you feel warm. Meshashlan, they help you go to the bathroom. Umaashlan, they give energy. V'lo mefankim, and it doesn't make you fickle that you only want to eat good foods. So maybe we would think that dates are an exception to this rule, emaloi, and from dates you can eat as much as you want, kamash malon, that dates are the same like everything else and don't overeat. Actually, this Gemara, that the Gemara speaks about how great dates are a proof to a concept that we just discussed in the previous year. In the previous year we said that the foods and all the various remedies that our Gemara speaks about, nishtanu ativim, things are different. Here we see both our Gemara and the Gemara Masechta Ksubos Daf Yud speak about how great benefits of dates. When we look in the Rambam, when he speaks about different refuahs and different good foods and bad foods, he doesn't speak about dates being that great. So we see already in the time of the Rishonim, not necessarily our times, but already back in the times of the Rishonim, things changed, and the times of the Gemara, dates were great. And it comes to the Rambam already doesn't speak about dates. Ma'achilu, so he said if somebody overindulges, he could suffer achilu. Amar b'laza eishal atzames. Ask the Gemara, my eishal atzames. Amar b'ay eishgarmi. Eishgarmi is some sort of an infection of the bones. Ma'asisi, what if somebody has this disease? What should he do? Amar b'ay amar l'man. Kol shakaini. All different remedies. You take them either tlosa for 3 days, shiva 7 days, the trace or 12 days. The prescription calls for those amount of days typically. For high, adamitzikuli. He has to keep on taking the medicine until he's completely cured. Kula shakaini, aliva rikana. All medicine should be taken on an empty stomach. For high, basa da ocho v'shasi. He should not take the medicine until he eats and drinks. For ayo, on the basic, he say, he uses the bathroom. For nothing, and he washes his hand. Or mashi, Yode, and he goes to the bathroom, leaves and washes his hand. Omaile Buna Dishtisa Datalfi, they give him a handful of some sort of a food that's made out of lentils. Ubuna the Chamra Atika, a measure of old wine. The Nigelvina Bahadi Adadi, and then they should be cooked together. The Nechel, and he should eat it. The Den, the Nichra Besedene, he should wrap himself up in blankets. The Ningay, and he should go to sleep. The Lake of the Nukman, nobody should wake him up. Ad the Koi Menashi, until he wakes up by himself. The Kikoi, as soon as he gets up. Lishkele Lissidirimine, he should quickly throw off his blankets. The Loi, because if he doesn't, Hadalave, he could get sick again. And as the Mepharshim explained, what's the purpose of this? By taking this medicine, he's going to perspire. And that will help expel from his body the disease. And that goes on to the blanket. He has to be careful to right away throw off the blanket, because the disease could come right back into his system from the blanket. Amlay Eliyahu Reb Nosson. Achel shlish, eat a third, v'shasei shlish, and drink a third, Fanach shlish, and leave a third empty on your stomach. L'cheshetichos tamed amalacha. So if you get angry, chas v'shalom, you'll be completely full. What does that mean? Farshim explained that typically when somebody gets angry, his system feels full. So if he's already full, and then he gets angry, he's just going to burst. If he has room, he has place for not to get hurt. So I saw a number of interesting halachas here, and pshatim. One is, the Ramban already says, why is the Gemara so concerned about overeating? So he says, because if a person overeats, he's going to have to spend a lot of time in the bathroom, and he's not going to be able to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. If a person overeats, he says, when he passes away, he's just going to be very large, and the worms will eat him. So it's never good to overeat. The Mefarshim also say that even though our Gemara says, eat two-thirds full and leave one-third, eat and drink two-thirds full and leave one-third open, it doesn't mean, they say, that exactly as it says in our Gemara, eat a third and drink a third and leave a third. It means it's just eat and drink two-thirds. But according to the Gemara, which may not be what the doctors say nowadays, but according to the Gemara, it's preferable to eat more and drink less. So here the Gemara says that the issue is that if the person overeats, eats too much, and then he gets angry, we have a problem. So Mefarshim say, this is pshat, what it says in the Pasuk, v'yoichlu anovim v'yizbo. People who are humble could eat and v'yizbo till they're full. Why? Because typically a person who's humble doesn't overeat. So if he doesn't overeat, then he doesn't get angry, I mean. So he could eat till he's full, because he doesn't have to worry that he's going to get angry and come into trouble. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, the Yaros Tavashas, Tzadikim oichel lebetach, tzadik yoichel lebetach, ubetim rishoyim yechser. A tzadik could eat lebetach. He could eat as much as he wants, because he doesn't have to worry about getting angry, and then it'll be a problem that he ate too much. Rishoyim who do get angry, rishoyim betim yechser, their stomachs are always empty, they can't eat till full because of this gemara. However, Mefarshim do go on to explain that the Pasuk says, V'chalta v'savata uv'rachta s'shem al-kecha al-aretz ha-toiva asher Hashem al-kecha noisen loch, that here we see that Eretz Yisrael is different. Eretz Yisrael food is of a different quality, and you can eat in Eretz Yisrael till you're satiated, and it won't be a problem. V'chalta v'savata, you're going to eat till you're full. Al Gemara just said you're not supposed to eat till you're full. Al-aretz ha-toiva. And at the Sroll, it's different. And with that, the Farshim go on to explain something that's hard to understand till now in benching. The first bracha of benching is bracha to Hashem, hazonas hakol. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us mezainus. The second bracha is our oretz of ala mozay. The second bracha speaks about at the Sroll. So the question is, fine, we're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu a bracha that he gave us at the Sroll. But why do we have to repeat Alamozim? We already spoke about Hamozim in the first bracha. But according to the way we just explained, that the Mozim of Eretz Yisrael is better than the Mozim of the rest of the world. And in the rest of the world, you have to be careful about eating too much. And Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to be worried about that. So the first bracha we're saying is Hazonos Hakol. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food he gave us. The second bracha we say, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael, and specifically the food of Eretz Yisrael, which has this better quality over the food of the rest of the world. Tanar B'chia, HaRoitza Shalai Yavu L'dei Choy L'mayim. If somebody wants to be careful not to get stomach problems, he should be careful to dip his food in vinegar or in wine, kaitz v'charev, both in the winter and the summer. Continues the Gemara. Sudascha sha'noscha mimenu. A suda that you're particularly enjoying, m'shoich yotchi himenu. Don't eat everything on your plate. So again, some of Hashem say this is just because, as I said before, a person is supposed to be careful not to overeat. But the Ravid, the Reshus Chochma, quotes the Ravid, says that a person who has a plate of food with delicious food that he enjoys, and he doesn't finish everything on his plate because he shows that he's not interested in eating, that is more than any tainus in the world. He says that is more choshev than any tainus in the world. And in fact, this type of behavior is the basis of what the Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah that the Marshal did not eat fish on Rosh Hashanah. So he explains as follows. He says there's a debate amongst the Rishonim already. What is the proper behavior in Rosh Hashanah? Some Rishonim say it's Rosh Hashanah. It would be appropriate to fast. Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin. Other Rishonim say, no, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tif. Pasuk says, Leich Achor Mashmanim, Rishay Mamtakim, Kaddish Hayom L'Adonainu. So the Marshal had a problem. Should he eat or should he fast? So what he did was, he took the food that he enjoyed the most, and that food he didn't eat in Rosh Hashanah, which Al Gemara says that that's the highest level of Avodas Hashem. That's the highest level of Atainus. Taking food that you enjoy and refraining from eating it. And that's why he didn't eat fish on Rosh Hashanah. In fact, I saw from the Michas Elazar, he says, the minig by Chassidim is Chassidim takes Shrayim from the Rebbe. He says, where does that minig come from? He says, it comes from this Gemara. He says, what happens, if anybody was ever by a Tish? They bring a tray of food to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe just eats a little, and he leaves over most of the food. So that's exactly what Al Gemara said, leaving over food. And the Reish Chachma just taught us that leaving over food is the highest Madrega of Avodas Hashem. Food that somebody would have enjoyed to eat, and he didn't eat, becomes holy, and that's why the Chassidim take the Shrayim. There is a debate amongst them of Paiskim, if this thing even applies on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Most Mepharshim that I saw say that even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even though there's a mitzvah of Avodas Shabbos, even though there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, this level of Avodas Hashem, of not eating everything on your plate that you enjoy to eat, is such a high level that person, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, should follow this derech. There are others that say, no, since on Shabbos everything we eat, on Yom Tov everything we eat is a mitzvah, we're doing it l'shem mitzvah, there you're allowed to eat everything on your plate. Continues the Gemara, V'altisha atzmecha, b'shor shat tzorech l'nekavecha. You have to be careful that if you have to use the bathroom, you should go immediately. So again, the Mepaiskim discuss the following here. Going to the bathroom, when one has to go to the bathroom, is the halacha. We're going to discuss it in a moment. So what's the Gemara saying that this is something that you should do? There's an isser to not go to the bathroom when you have to. So the Paiskim explain, the halacha that one has to go, must use the bathroom if he has to, is only if he can't wait the amount of time it takes to work to walk a parsa. But if he can wait the amount of time to take a parsa, he's not over an isser. Teaches us the Gemara that even though you don't need immediately to go to the bathroom, still, as soon as you feel the urge, you should use the bathroom. There is a debate already amongst the Rishonim. If someone needs to use the bathroom and he doesn't, is it an Issa deraisa or an Issa derabbanan? Some suggest it's an Issa deraisa. This is deraisa about the shaksu. And interestingly enough, the Paiskim say that not using the bathroom when one has to urinate is even more of an Issa than one has to do gedolim. Why? Because avoiding urination is two Issurim. One is about the shaksu, and the other is loyia okur, because by not urinating when one has to, he could cause that he should become chas v'shalom sterile. So some Rishonim say that we're dealing with Isurei deraisa. Other Rishonim say that it's not an Issur deraisa, it's only an Issur derabbanan. Certainly it's usur. Although I did see that the Pais can discuss, this is only regarding using the bathroom. But if somebody has to pass wind and he holds himself back, everybody agrees that there is no Issur involved. Continues the Gemara. Amar Mar Ukva. Hayman deshasi tila chivra. If somebody drinks, this is an inferior white wine, achsuviksik, he'll become weak. Amar Rav Chisda. Shita minechamra hava. There are 60 different types of wine. Ma'alya the kula, the best wine, is sumka richstana, is a red wine that has a very good aroma. Gria the kula, the worst wine, is teri chavra, this white wine. Amar Rav Yehuda. High man, the Yosef, Mitzipani Nisif. Somebody sits in the mornings of Nisan, Gabanura, next to a fire, the Shayef Mishcha, and he smears himself with oil. And then the nafik biyasa b'shimsha, he goes out and sits in the sun, achsa visik, will also become weak. Tana rabbonim, hikistam, if somebody did hakazistam, bloodletting, v'shimish mitasla, and then he has relations, havalon b'anim v'sikim, he'll have children that will be weak. Hikizu shneim, if both the man and the woman let blood, and immediately v'shimshu, havalon b'ali b'ali rasim, that's even a worse disease. Rashim say, however, if they eat something in between, there is no problem. On our papa, as the one says, play Tom Media. Tom Media and Westland Ball. On Rabbi Rafuna, Baman Aderek, if somebody just comes back from the road, Vishimish Mitosan, he has relations, have like Bonav Asikin. He's supposed to eat something first. Tana Bonav, Haba Bibesa Kisei, somebody goes from the bathroom, at Ishamish Mitosan, he shouldn't have relations, at Shiyisha Shir Chatzimil, until he waits the time of the Chatzimil, which is 9 minutes. It's because he was in the bathroom and there are shade in the bathroom. Therefore, Bim Shimish, if somebody does have relations right after using the bathroom, Hamle Bonim Nichvim, he'll have children that are epileptic. There is a machlaikis in the Paiskim, if this then applies nowadays, because some explain that the Gemara is saying the problem is the shade. When were there shadim in the bathrooms? When the bathrooms weren't in the house, when they were outdoors. But we have bathrooms indoors, so there are no shadim. Others say, that's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, that even nowadays, one should not have relations with his wife if he uses the bathroom, wait the 9 minutes. Tana Rabbanan, Hamishamish mitasim umid, somebody has relations standing, achsasi ivis, miyoshif, achsasa delariya. The Gemara will speak about delariya in a minute. Hima mal v'humo mata, achsasa osa delariya. My delariya, amr v'shirim b'leva, sam delariya dardara. If somebody gets this disease, he has to use dardara. My dardara, amr abaya marika d'choichi. It's saffron that grows by the thorns. Repapas olis ubole. Repapa would prepare it and swallow it. Repapa alis v'shadole. Says the Gemara, Omar Baya, Misha any bok with their cherets, and somebody is impotent, Laisa Gimel, Gimel Kapizi Kortum with the Chuche, he should bring 3 Kapizim, each cup is 3 Revisin of this saffron that grows by the thorns, Vinitkinu, he should grind them, Vinishilkinu, Bechomri, he should cook it in wine, Vinishti, and then drink it. Amr Rav Yochanan, Hein Hein Hichzurul Nuroisei. He was obviously suffering from impotence. By drinking this mixture, he got back to his ability. Shlosh Dvarim Machish in Kaychus Shladim. There's 3 things that make a person weak. Verim Pachad, if somebody has anxiety. Derech, if he takes a trip. Vavim is doing a virus. Pachad, the pasuk says, Libi Sechachar, my heart has anxiety, my heart is in trouble, and therefore, as Vani Kaichi, I lost my power. Derech, the Ksiv Inar, but Derech Kaichi, because I was on the road, my energy was sapped. Oven, the Ksiv Koshel, Bavani Kaichi, my energy I lose because of a virus. Shloish Dvarim, Matiz and Gufish Lodom. There are 3 things that make a person weak. Och Mumet, eating standing. Shasa Mumet, drinking standing. Vishasa Shlimish mitasim umid, and having relations standing. And in fact, the Paiskim say, that's why even those who have the minig, that they stand when they make Kiddush or Havdalah, are careful that when they drink the wine of Kiddush or Havdalah, they sit down. Because Al Gemara says that eating or drinking standing has very detrimental effect. Chamisha Krovim Lamisa Yos Mechayim. There are 5 things that are worse, the closer, the very, very bad. Ve'elan, Ochav Amad, if he ate and stands up, Rishimish Mitasai Mumid, Ochav Amad, Shas Vamad, he gets up right away, Hit his Dan Vamad, if he lets blood, and gets up right away, Yashim Amad, he jumps out of bed right away. A lot of people are careful about this one. And Shimish Mitasav Amad, if somebody has relations. So there's a machlokes rishonim how to understand this Gemara. Taisa says that the way to understand this Gemara is not that if you do all 5 things, but each one of these things on their own could have detrimental effect. There are other Rishonim that say only if you do all five of these things, is there a problem? So the Magen Avraham says, that because of this Gemara, even though it says in the first Sif in Shulchan Aruch, Yiskaber Kari L'Avoydes Hashem, a person is supposed to jump up right away to do Avoydes Hashem, he says, this is what the halacha is. The Magen Avraham says Pshat in the Ramah this way, that a person, when he wakes up, should say right away when he wakes up, Moida Ani, and it takes about 9 to 12 seconds to say Moida Ani. That's already considered that you didn't jump out of bed and then get out of bed right away. So you've done everything. And that, someone suggests, is the reason that Chazal said we should say Moidani. They didn't want you to jump right out of bed. They knew a Frumayi does what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to jump out of bed. So who doesn't jump out of bed? So that's why they didn't want us to jump out of bed. So he said, just say Moidani, and then you could get right out of bed. Then the Mephaiskim discussed, the Maril discusses this already. Here the Gemara says that you shouldn't get up right after you eat. You shouldn't get up right after you drink. So what is the shear? So the Maril says a very interesting shear. He says the shear is the amount of time it takes to say the bracha achrayna. Meaning, if you eat a meal that you ate bread and you have to bench, the amount of time it takes to bench is the amount of time you're supposed to sit after you finish the meal. And if you eat a meal that you have to make a main shalosh, al-mechya, that's the shear. And in fact, the Paiskim say, there's a question. Why do we sit when we bench? Wouldn't it be more appropriate that we should stand by the bench? We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food He gives us. So the Paiskim explain, it's exactly this Gemara. Chazal wanted us that we have to sit. And how much time do we have to sit after the meal? The amount of time it takes to say Birchas HaMazon. So they said, if you sit when you say Birchas HaMazon, then you know that you sat the proper amount of time, and you won't have a problem that you jumped up right after you ate. Says the Gemara. Shisha ha'oisai sam miyad meis. Six things, if somebody does them, he dies. Ve'elahein ha'baba ha'derech v'nisyaga. Somebody comes back from a trip exhausted. Hik is dam, and then he lets blood. Then v'nichnas l'beis ha'merchitz, then he goes into the beis ha'merchitz. V'shasa v'nishtake, he drinks wine and gets intoxicated. V'yoshin al-gabakarka, and then he lays down on the earth. V'shimish metasai, and he has relations. Rabbi Yochanan, here Rabbi Yochanan, however, says, V'usha Sidran, Asim Kisidran. If you did these six things that the Gemara just mentioned, and you did it in the exact order that the Gemara just mentioned, it's very serious. Rabbi Kisidran, if somebody does these six things in the order that the Gemara just mentioned, Mace, he will die. Shalai Kisidran, but if he doesn't do it in that order, he won't die. However, Cholish, he'll get very weak. Ask the Gemara, Vamuris Avdilay La'avda Tlasmanayu. She did with a servant only three of them umiss and he already died. Here we say that only when you do all six will somebody pass away. Says the Gemara, who caught the Shava? That individual was a weak person to start off with. So since he was a weak person to start off with, that's why even if he did only three, it put him into danger. The Gemara that says that only after all six is talking about a healthy individual. He wouldn't try. Shmaina Ruben Kasha Umayuta Yafin. There are six things that doing a lot of them is bad. A little in moderation is fine. There in derech, too much travel is not good. Derech eretz is relations. Eisher is being too rich is not good. Umalacha. So the Ben Yoyada says a very interesting pshat in malacha. What does it mean, too much work? He says there are people, he says, that keep on going to school to learn a profession. But they're always learning a profession and they're never working. So he says, what the Gemara says is, don't go to school to learn so many professions. Just get to work. Yayin, too much wine. Shina, too much sleeping. Chamin is too much hot water to drink, too much hot water to take a bath in. That causes hadam and too much bloodletting. Shmaina mematen es azerach. There are eight things that cause the semen to become weak. Veilen hamelech, salt. Rav, hunger. Nesek is tsaras. Bechia is crying. Shina gabakarka, sleeping on the floor. The gungonius, the kashas. Kashas is haps. Kashas shleb is mana. Haps not in the season. That causes Adam lamata keflayim. If somebody has hakazas Adam, we'll see on the bottom of his body is double as bad as anything else that we just mentioned. Tana says the Gemara. The Brisa says shem shem kosh lamata keflayim. Just like if somebody has hakazas Adam on the bottom part of his body, it's doubly bad for his system. Kach yofa lamala. If he has it on the upper part of his body keflayim, it's double good. Papa, how do we identify what is the area that's good and what is the area that's bad? Lamata means lamata min abeitzim, under the testicles. Lamala means lamala min abeitzim. The kosher shloi bezmana, eating haps out of season is very bad. Says the Gemara, Tana, kshem shekosher shloi bezmana, just like out of season they're not good, kach yofa bezmana, in season they're very good. Omra papa, zmana, what is the proper time? Tamus. Shloi bezmana, what is the wrong time? Tavis. Yom nisav yom tishrei, lemala v'loi kashu. So as the Rishash explains the Gemara, he says, the Gemara doesn't mean these specific months, but the Gemara means the four seasons of the year. He says, during the summer, they're particularly good. During the winter, they're particularly bad. And during the spring and the fall, they really don't make that much of a difference. Go back to Masech to Gittin. Amr, we went to the Mishnah. Somebody said, Kisva Get Lishni. Somebody gave direction, gave an order, write a get for my wife, and then V'achsa Kadaikas, and then he was seized with this disease of Kadaikas, V'chaz V'amr, and then he says, Al Tichtavu, while he's under, when he's in the middle of this disease. So we say, since he's under this disease's effect, ain't dvar v'achroinim klum. So the Gemara now begins to discuss a very fundamental question. The question that the Gemara says is discussing is as follows. The person gave the directive while he was Baruch Hashem fine. And then he gets ill. Could the shliach write and give the get while the person is sick, or can he not? The shlichim who got this directive can give the get immediately. They can't write the get until he gets better. And here, the Mefarshim say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who obviously holds that he's not considered a shlich while the Meshaleach, and we'll discuss this more soon, while the Meshaleach is ill, he can't even write the get. Which really opens up a discussion, which we already have had previously in our Masechta. When a husband has to appoint somebody to write the get, does that soifer also act as a shliach? It's the opinion of many Rishonim, the opinion of the Rambam. And therefore we can understand this Gemara very well. Because the Gemara is teaching us that if the husband is not well, the shliach can act, according to Rabbi Yochanan, act on his behalf, and the shliach has to act on his behalf not only in the nesinas haget, in the giving of the get, but even in the ksivas haget. Beautiful proof. But now we have a problem, asked the Machna Ephraim. What about the man, the Omrim, who hold that you don't have to specifically appoint a shliach for ksivas haget? Isn't our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, clearly a proof that for the ksivas haget, you also have to be a shliach of the husband? Says the Machna Ephraim, that even if you follow the opinion of the Rishonim, that you don't have to be appointed as a shliach to write the get, the Torah still does compare the ksivas haget to the nesinas haget, because the pasuk says v'kasa v'nosan. So just like the person, if the person is not able to give the get under these circumstances, neither can the person write the get under these circumstances. Ask the Gemara, my time of the Rish Lakish. What does Rish Lakish say? That even though the husband got ill, we could still continue carrying out his direction. Diktani, because it's said in our Mishnah, Ein Dvar V'Achroinim Klum. So as Tosfos explained, the Mishnah should have just said that we don't have to reappoint him. What does it say? Ein Dvar V'Achroinim Klum. We don't pay attention. The extra words of the Mishnah come to teach us, says Rish Lakish, that even while the husband is never sick, the Shlichim could carry out his direction. Rav Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan says, what does the Mishnah mean? Ein b'dvar machlonim klum, to teach us chimetzel, when this person will Baruch Hashem get better, lo tzorach l'mehade emluchibay. We don't have to ask him again to reappoint them. However, ul'olim en kaisvim, but we cannot follow his direction, el'chashiyispata, until he actually gets better. Says the Gemara b'maikam ethki, what is the basis of the machloikis of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish medam l'Eliyoshim. Reish Lakish says that a person who is under the kedaikis is like a person sleeping. Says Reish Lakish, would anybody suggest that if somebody appoints somebody to take care of a get for his wife, and then he goes home and goes to sleep, that the shlichim shouldn't be able to carry out, he's sleeping, so he's sleeping. What? Rav Yochanan medam l'Eliyoshim. Rav Yochanan says that no, this person is a shaita, and a shaita doesn't have any das, and a shaita can't give a get to his wife. Ask the Gemara, Rav Yochanan, Nami Lidmi Liyoshin. Rav Yochanan, why doesn't Itaka say that the person under Kudaikis is like somebody sleeping? Says the Gemara, Yoshin Loi Mechusa Maisa. A Yoshin is a person who is not missing a Maisa. He just has to wake up. So therefore, even though right now while the husband's get is being written and delivered, he's sleeping, sleeping is not considered that he's not here. Hi, but this person, Mechusa Maisa, he has to get better. Reish Lakish, so now ask the Gemara, Reish Lakish, Nami Lidmi L'Shaita. It's not just like he's sleeping, he's incapacitated. Says the Gemara, you can't compare him to a Shaita. Shaita, L'Sami B'Yodin. A person never becomes deranged, we can't help him. A Kadosh Baruch Hu could help him. Hi, his person, Sami B'Yodin, can be healed, as we learned at the beginning of the parak. What he has to have, Bistra Sumka Gumri, take lean meat on coals, V'chamer Markim, diluted wine. So therefore, the person is not considered like he's a shaita, because there's a way of healing him. So there's a very fundamental machloikis Rishonim, the Rambam in the Torah, how to understand the opinion of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says that while the person is under the effects of kudaikis, they can't give the get. Says the Rambam, it's only midrabbanim. It's only midrabbanim. Of course, Rav Yochanan agrees with the rice, the get is a get. It's only midrabbanim that we shouldn't get confused with somebody who's really a shaita. And as our Gemara just taught us, that somebody who's really a shaita, a get cannot be given on his behalf. Therefore, says the Rambam, because it's similar, don't give a get midrabbanim. Torah disagrees. The Torah says that if somebody is under the effect of kedaikis, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, midaraisa, the shlichim cannot give the get. Some of Farshim want to suggest that what caused the Rambam to say his pshat, because according to the Torah, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are very wide extremes. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the get is possible midaraisa. According to Reish Lakish, it's kosher even midrabanan. Very wide machloikas. Usually we don't have machloikas at that extreme. So the Rambam limits the machloikas. According to Reish Lakish, it's a kosher get. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only midrabanan. Kivegas Pishan in the Rambam. The Ktzois says a beautiful explanation in the machloikas between the Rambam and the Torah. And he says that the machloikas between the Rambam and the Torah, it speaks to what shlichas is all about. He says, the Rambam is of the opinion, this is the Ktzois' explanation, the Rambam is of the opinion that if you appoint a shliach to do something, he now has full authority, and he doesn't rely on your ability anymore. He's on his own completely. According to the Torah, what does minu shlichus mean, says the Ktzois? That every moment he's drawing his authority from you. And if you become incapacitated, even though you appointed him 100% properly, he can no longer carry out the shlichus because you aren't able to do it, and if you can't do it, he can't do it. And this has very, very interesting ramifications, la'aloch l'maisa. Why? The shaila, I saw the Paiskim discuss the following shaila. This is a legal issue that I've seen discussed. Somebody appoints a shlich to do a business deal for him. Somebody appoints a shlich to do a business deal for him. He has a lawyer, an agent, whatever. And the person's in the middle of negotiating the deal. And he got very clear direction what to do, what not to do. And he's following the direction that he got. And before the deal is completed, the person who sent him came very ill. He had a stroke. He's totally mentally incapacitated. The question is, does the shliach still have the ability to consummate the deal? According to the Rambam, he does. According to the Torah, according to the Tzoyce's explanation of the Torah, that the shliach is really just always drawing his authority from the mishaleach. So if the mishaleach can't do the deal because he's incapacitated, Rachman Otzlan, then the shliach can no longer complete the deal. Says the Gemara. Umiyam Rabbi Yochan Hachi, asked the Gemara, did Rabbi Yochan say this? Vam Rabbi Yudah Mishmul. Shach bar shnaim or roif shnaim. If somebody slit the two simonim of a person, v'ramas, but the person still says, kiss the get lishti, write a get for my wife, haray elu yichtav v'yitnu. We could give the get. V'tanya, similarly, we learned in a brisa, roll, we saw the person, meguyed, it's hard to say, chopped up, or tzolof, hanging, tzolof al tzliva, hanging on the gallows, v'ramas v'amar, kiss the get lishti, and he says, write the get for my wife, haray elu yichtav v'yitnu. So as Tysus explains the Gemara's question in the following manner. He says what happened here was that the person before he was taken to the gallows doesn't want his wife to have to fall to Yibum or Chalitza. So he says, he gives a remez, give a get to my wife. By the time the Shlichim are writing the get, he's already in bad shape. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if the Mishaleich is in bad shape, the Shlichim can't write the get. And here it says, Yichtavu v'yitnu. Says the Gemara, you can't compare the two cases. Somebody, Rachmano Tzlan, who asked Kedaikis, is mentally incapacitated. Here he's not mentally incapacitated. Hachi hashta. Hosom datat slusahi. He's in big trouble. His throat is slit. He's hanging on the gals, but it doesn't affect his mind. Hachop. It's just that he's getting physically weak. Here, he's still mentally fine. Ask the Gemara, is this Shmuel's opinion? If somebody slit the two simonim, and now we didn't see the person actually die, we could still say Edus that he's dead. If we say that the person's still alive, what's the right that he's still alive? Not only is he alive, we're saying that he has a good mind. He's just physically weak. How can we say that he's dead if we didn't actually see him die? Answers the Gemara, Amri, chayhu v'sayfalamus. He may be alive. What the Edus is that we see somebody in such a state, he's certainly going to die. That doesn't mean he's dead. Machloikas rishayim. Interesting, machloikas rishayim. The Machshayim debate, at what point can we say Edus that he's dead? Do we have, in other words, we see the person in this status, his throat was slit, or he's hanging on the gallows. Do we have to wait the amount of time that it would typically take for him to die, and only then can testimony be given that he's dead? Or does the Gemara mean, since he's surely going to die, we can already say now that he's dead, even though we know it takes a few more minutes for him to die? Ask the Gemara, if we're saying that such a person will certainly pass away, then if somebody does this to somebody else, he should be mechuyev golus. That if somebody did this to somebody, if he's for sure dying, he should have to go into golus. Answers the Gemara, we're concerned that maybe he didn't die just because of the person slitting his throat. The wind helped him die. Inami, who cares misasai? He helped himself because he moved around, and that contributed to his death. Ask him, Ramai Benayu, Ikav Benayu, the Shach of the base, the Shesha, or Pirchis. If you killed him, if he was killed in a house that is a marble house, so there's no ruach, it's well insulated, but he didn't move around. Inami, the shacht of a brava like Pirchus. He was killed outdoors, but he didn't move around. Ruach is there, Pirchus is not. So many Rishonim suggest that what happens if he was killed in a house that's well insulated and he didn't move around, then he would go to Golis, because there's nothing else contributed to his death. So Tosfos makes a very important point here. Tosfos says that this Gemara that says that if somebody slit somebody's throat, he doesn't go to Golus, because we say there were other factors that contributed to his death, is only regarding Golus. If somebody killed somebody b'shogeg. But if somebody killed somebody b'mezid, and maybe there were other contributing factors to his death, the ritzeich is chayiv misa. And Rabbi Zalman, the Evan Ozel, explains the difference between shogeg and mezid. He says, a person who kills someone b'shogeg, that he goes to Golus, is not because of a punishment. Golus isn't a punishment. Golus is that he should just be able to run away from the Goyal Hadam. Because like this, the Goyal Hadam has a right to kill him. And therefore, he should go to the Ari Miklat and be safe, says Rav Issa Zalman. So here, where he wasn't the person that killed the person by himself, there were other contributing factors. So he doesn't go to Golus. A Ritzeach B'mezid is Chayiv and Oynish of Nisa, because he did a horrible thing that he murdered. There, the halacha doesn't make a difference with the other contributing factors. Interesting, I saw a tshuva from Rav Ozner that discusses the following shaila. He says, Gemara says, the halacha says, that a kohen who killed someone is not allowed to duchen. So he discusses the shaila where somebody killed, a kohen killed somebody b'shagig, but the person who was killed did not die immediately. It took him a while till he passed away. So Rav Ozner says, and he uses our Gemara as a basis, since he didn't die immediately, so it's a proof that the murderer wasn't the sole contributing factor to this person's death, and it was b'shagig, so our Gemara says that he's not considered a murderer, he doesn't go to Golus, and therefore he's a kohen, he can continue duchening.
Really, I probably just get to look at the magazine.
I looked at that magazine, I looked at those couple of pages.
And I didn't read that other article.